Well, I'm going to pray over the room, and I'm going to get right to today, because it's got a powerful thing. It's saying it's burning in my bones, and I need to release this word today. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. As always, Lord, the Holy Spirit, He is here, and we know it, and we can feel His presence. And we know then that when that word comes, He brings light, and He brings understanding. And we ask, O Lord, that You illuminate our minds today to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. And to the elect of God, even at this hour. Thank You, Lord, because Holy Spirit is the great comforter. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. We give You, Lord, the praise, the glory, the honor, the majesty, and the dominion. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, good morning and praise the Lord. The Lord is good. We are here again. Today, you know, our lesson is going to be prophetic. You know, so prophetic. We usually call it the hour of power. Well, I couldn't get that in there because, you know, the title will be too long, but it's going to be prophetic. And the title for today, even as you, if you look in the room and you see it, or as you saw it before you came in the room, let the Holy Spirit inscribe it in your hearts right now. Because this is about your tears of faith turning into a harvest of joy. Hallelujah. That's what it is today. That's why you need to invite somebody to be here who needs to be blessed from this right now. You know, because, you know, there is a different anointing for each room. We don't know what the Lord is going to do when He's going to do it. It's called a day of visitation. Somebody may miss it. You know, we don't want you to be, you know, to miss it. We don't want your friends. We don't want your family to miss it as well. But I'm going to get right to it. Maybe they can listen to the replay later on. I hope the same anointing will be there, as will be present in the room right now. Hallelujah. Do you love Him? Well, you know, we love Him not because we knew Him initially, but because He loved us and He drew us to Him, and we started to know Him. And the more we knew Him, the more we loved Him. And when we loved Him, you know, He revealed Himself more to us. And the more we saw of Him, and the more we adored Him and worshipped Him, the more He enables us to become like Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is so, so good. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be reading and taking this lesson today from Psalm 126. Don't take my word for it. Pull your Bible out wherever you are, you know, and because that psalm is so prophetic. And that's what I'm using today to bring this word to us this morning. Praise the Lord. Now, in the book of the Psalms, I mean, the psalmist and some of the sons of Asaph, you know, they wrote many things depending on whatever was going on. You know, this one psalm in Psalm 126 covers three dimensions of time. And it's very prophetic and also very profound. You know, there is a reflection of some great things the Lord had done in the past. There is a reflection over the present. Well, it didn't look quite as good as something that the Lord has done in the past. And there is a hope an outlook for a brighter tomorrow. It's a three-dimensional psalm, and it's prophetic, and we're going to bring it out by the Spirit of the Lord here this morning. And, you know, as we go through this, don't even wait for the prayer at the end before the Lord touches you, because he's here already. Praise God. But I will be praying over the room at the end as well. But I tell you what, as the word is going out, you can receive the blessing already from the Lord. Amen. So let's start here in Psalm 126 and verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Now, this is a reflection of something tremendous that the Lord did in the past. How the Lord pulled them, you know, from some situation. Now, you can relate that to yourself. What was that one thing, you know, that the Lord did for you that was amazing? Which was in line with something that you are believing for God for now, but you are not quite yet there. You know, it might have been some healing. I mean, the Lord could have healed from something that was, I mean, that could have been life-threatening. And now, faced with something else, or you may be faced today with a Goliath of sorts. And then you have to think back and remember that, look, the same God was with me and I went up against the lion that took something that belonged to me. And likewise, I went up against the bear that took something that belonged to me. And then you can say, well, you know, I haven't gotten this victory yet, but I did get the victory in those two situations, and I'm going to get this victory also. So we see that this man is saying, look, when the Lord turned our captivity back then, there was something he did for us then. I mean, it was like a dream. I mean, because we were in some kind of daze that looked like we would never get out of it. But he pulled us out of it nonetheless. And our mouth was filled with laughter at that time. Our tongue was filled with singing and praising. And people were even saying, wow, see what the Lord has done for them. Great things that the Lord has done for them. And he said, look, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Well, that was then. But now, you know, we are faced with something else. And it doesn't quite seem like we got it. But we are hopeful that we will get it. So he's now saying, well, you know, now this song is not exactly a song of woes. You know, it's just a song that he uses to encourage himself. So, well, the same God that did it then, even now, you know, because now he's going to pray, you know, and there's going to be a prophetic release here, even in this song. But he said, look, you know, we need you to do the same thing for us now that you did for us before. We pray that you turn our captivity again like you did before. Remember, he started out by saying, when the Lord turned our captivity in the past, you know, so, and now all of a sudden we're back in the same quagmire or same situation, you know, but, you know, we remember, you know, the song of joy. You remember the days of laughter. We remember the years when the Lord, you know, blessed us. And when he pulled us out of something that we thought we could never get out of. Consider a situation of an illness. And the Lord pulled you out of something that you thought you could never get out of. And now you're faced with something else. Consider a situation where the Lord pulled you out of a serious jam, you know, that could have brought disgrace and shame and distress and unhappiness and tragedy. And now you're faced with something else. I mean, on and on and on. We're always faced with these things. Such is life. C'est la vie. Such is the life, you know. One day, it's all good. the next day there is this and that, you know, and we're just oscillating like that. But when we remember the goodness of the Lord on the land of the living, now we can say, well, even right now, it looks like I'm back in the hole or whatever, but I'm hopeful. And I can pray to the Lord and say, Lord, turn my captivity again the way you did it that other time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring the streams again. Oh, my goodness. The streams, oh God, even in the wilderness. There is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the house of God. Glory to God. There was a river. There was a stream that prophetically the Lord showed the great prophet Ezekiel, and he saw the waters. When they were healed, they themselves brought tremendous healing. Hallelujah. Everywhere the waters turned, we are told that the things were just healed. Glory to God. Healed. You can read that in Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 9. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth and moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. Hallelujah. And there shall be a great, very great multitude of fish. Even revivals, you know, bringing in the sheaves. We're going to get to that in a minute. Bringing in souls, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall all be healed. And every living thing shall live, whithersoever the river cometh. Isn't that powerful? My goodness. And this was what the Lord showed him in the beginning. He started out with a vision where he stood, you know, he saw the waters were issuing out from, you know, looked at some house and under the threshold, you know, kind of like, you know, from underneath the foundation and different things like that, you know, raise up the house a little bit. And then, you know, from that threshold, you know, the waters were issuing out, and he was looking at it and he said, wow, you know, and then the next thing he did, he found himself, you know, standing by the bank of these, some water, you know, there, and like a river and things. And he was standing by the bank, and the angel beckoned him and said, come on in. And so he went in a little bit. He measured 1,000 cubits, we're told. And when he got in there, he found out that these waters were up to the ankles. At one time, he wasn't even in the waters at all. He was just standing on the bank looking. And then when he followed the angel in, 1,000 cubits into the water came up to his ankles. And then, well, you know, you could stop there and be done with it, but the vision didn't stop. The vision said, well, come along some more, you know, and then he went along some more, another 1,000 cubits. And this time around, he found that the waters had gone up, risen up to the ankles. And it's like, my goodness, what's going on here? Then he said, well, we're not done yet. Come along some more. And then he went another 1,000. And this time around, the waters were up to his knees. And he said, look, and said, oh, my goodness. And then yet he said, no, we're not there yet. Come along with me. He brought him through yet another 1,000 cubits. And this time the waters were up to the loins. And, you know, by this time, the man Ezekiel is thinking, well, where are we going with this thing? You know, then he said, well, if you think that was anything, come with me yet more. And then he followed yet another 1,000 cubits. And this time around, my goodness, it was a river that was over his head. He couldn't even wade in it. wade in the river. No, can't do it. You got to swim. Because these rivers were rising up. I mean, you have to swim. You cannot just wade through it to pass. And he said to him, son of man, have you seen this? Glory to God. And then he brought him back to the brink of the river. And then he sat down there and wondered, well, what in the world was that all about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me put it to you this way. Wherever you are, the Lord's got something greater. You got to follow on. Hallelujah. We follow on to know the Lord and to see more of his power. Well, for one thing, there are people that are standing at the bank of the river looking in. They're not ready to jump right in. You know, they're just there. They're just standing there. Put your feet in there. I'll be wet. You know I do that sometimes. Instead of jumping into the pool, just sit down on the ledge there and put my feet in and say, the water is cold. And then the kids come right along. They jump right in. You know, so look, you cannot stand, you know, at the bank of the river and just be gazing and looking and wondering what will be. Well, you've got to plunge right in. The angel said, don't just stand there. Come on in. And then he went there in and all the thing gradually and gradually. And many people will go in the first stage right there. They go in, it's 1,000 cubits and they got the waters are up to their ankle and they're good. They're done. That's all the experience they'll ever have, you know, and they will stop right there. But if you keep on following the Lord, following his bidding, you'll experience much, much, much more. Finally, when he returned to the bank of the river and he began to explain to him what the visions were and so forth like that. And then finally he told him, he said, it shall come to pass as a prophetic significance. This water that you've just been through, you know, many things that it will do from your ankles to your head. When this river touches you, when you are dipped inside that river and you come out of it, you are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he said, these water, wherever they shall reach, whatever they shall touch, there will be a great multitude of fish. And you can talk of revival here also. Soul winning. The power of God that's going to be unleashed, you know, once we, but first, we have to experience that river. This man had to go through that river first before the river turned around and started to do these things. You know, so we can't just stand at the bank and expect the river to go forth and bring the multitude of fish. No, first you've got to experience what this river is offering. Glory to God. You know, so you got to go through, experience it, and come back, you know, and then see what the Lord is going to do. Hallelujah. So he went through. And this river, everywhere it went, it was bringing some good. It was healing. It was bringing revival. It was bringing soul winning. Fishes were coming in. Glory to God. You know, so, and this is what God really wants for us to experience. We ourselves experiencing the healing power of the Lord. And then we can give it out. You can't really give what you don't have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, let's get back to our psalm here and see what the Lord is saying. This man, he remembered all these things. He remembered the greatness and the goodness and the hand of the Lord. You know, in the past, when the Lord turned their captivity, and my goodness, you know, one time he said in Psalm 137, he said, look, when we were there by the rivers of Babylon, you know, we just sat down, we were mourning, we were doing, and people said, sing unto us the songs of, you know, Zion. And he said, what, how in the world, we cannot sing the song of the Lord in a strange land. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, when you are down, you know, it's kind of like you are by the rivers of Babylon. You know, the devil will say, well, why don't you sing that song now? You can't sing the song now, you see. You can't do it. You know, but yes, you can. But you won't be there singing it. God's going to bring you out of there because you don't belong. These people say, well, we really don't belong here in Babylon. We cannot sing the song of the Lord in a strange land. We need to be back in our own place. And the Lord pulled them out. And so he was remembering these things and say, well, here now we are in this situation again, but we are hopeful for what the Lord is going to do. And so he put out a prayer and he said, Lord, do for us what you did in the past. Turn again our captivity like you did once before, that we may also rejoice in thee again. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee, just like you did at one time? Will you not do it again, O Lord? Will you not heal again, that we may rejoice in thee again, O Lord? He said, well, I am going to hear what the Lord God will say. Glory to God. You know, show us thy mercy, he said. You know, this is in Psalm 85 and verse 6. You know, many of these psalms he wrote, you know, in many different times, put them together. He said, look, will thou not revive us again? Will thou not bring us joy again? Will that thy people may rejoice in thee? Psalm 85 and verse 6. You know, show us thy mercy and grant us thy salvation again. And then he stopped and looked and I said, well, let me see what the Lord is going to speak. Hallelujah. I will hear now what the Lord God will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But he said, well, let them not return again to folly. You know, he might have pulled you out of something, through, you know, that you got into through lack of wisdom or foolishness or whatever. He'll do it again, but don't go back in there, he said. He said, surely his salvation is near unto them that fear him, his glory dwell in our land. My goodness. And he said, the Lord shall give us that which is good. Hallelujah. Righteousness shall go before him, and he shall set us in the way of his steps. And so he began to write these things and think about it and so forth. And now he says, back to Psalm 126, he's going to release, you know, this prophetic dimension. Now remember, the past was glorious. God did something. The present doesn't look so good, you know, but he's praying and say, Lord, do again for us what you did before, you know, and now he's looking forward, and then the Holy Spirit is going to speak through him right here and drop a prophetic release. And that's what I'm going to do right here in this room today. They that sow in tears, they shall reap in joy. Glory to God. Now, when you cry unto the Lord in faith, though, not cry to the Lord in dismay. Dismay doesn't work. Lord always say, be not dismayed. I am thy God, and I will help thee. When you cry unto the Lord in faith, that tears of faith, he said, they that sow in tears, they shall reap in joy. Glory to God. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. That's their faith that you plant in the word of God. That's your seed right there. You will doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Glory to God. And we've used this scripture many, many times, you know, for soul winning, for evangelism, and so forth. But I want to release this word to you today. It's not just for that. And it wasn't even about that at all when he was praying this prayer. He was talking about, you know, and the Holy Spirit was releasing something here that God's going to do for you. Anytime that you can reach out to God with your tears of faith and you've cried out to the Lord, and you believed him too. And he said point blank here, they that sow with tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth. You know, you are really crying to the Lord because you remember the days of old. You remember the good hand of the Lord that was once upon you. But now, you're faced with yet another situation. But as you remember that and as you pray and say, Lord, turn again my captivity as it was of old time. One more time, Lord. One more time. Glory to God. And he says, you will reap in joy. Hallelujah. We are bearing precious seed, folks. Your seed is your faith that is planted in the word of God. Glory to God. You plant your faith solidly in the word of God. You remember the song that we played at the beginning of this room. And if you were late, it's taken out of Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. He said, the son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his way. And I'm dealing specifically with healing today. Well, it could be healing of sickness. It could be healing of bitter waters. It could be healing of the soul. It could be healing of depression. It could be healing of mental illness. It could be healing of anything. You know, but I'm dealing specifically of healing of the body and then healing of the mind, the soul, and everything comes along with it too. You know, and the Lord, he says, yeah. Right here, you cried out to the Lord. Remember, God appeared to Moses on Mount Horeb in Exodus chapter 3 and said to him, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. You know, now the affliction may be there, but if we don't cry out to the Lord, you know, maybe and maybe not, that something will turn that situation around. But I can see that God is fixing to change your story because you cried out unto the Lord in faith. You know, and the Lord said to Moses, said, I have surely seen their affliction, which they have been afflicted many years. Maybe at some point in time, they just went along with it. But now, they have cried out unto me, and I have now heard their cry. And they're crying out to me now by reason of their taskmasters and their oppressors. And their cry of faith has now reached out to me, and I am set to go and deliver them. Now, therefore, you, glory to God, you, go and bring the good tidings that I'm bringing them out of there. Glory to God. So the affliction may be in place, but the cries, your tears of faith, the Lord wants me to let you know that I have seen, he said, those tears of faith. Glory to God. I have heard the cries that you cried out unto me. I am now set forth, saith the Lord, who bring you a harvesting of joy. For they that sow in tears of faith shall doubtless reap a harvest of joy. Those that have gone forth with weeping in faith shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, with a harvesting of sheaves, great miracles on every side. Multiple miracles and various things that the Lord will do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I titled this room, the Holy Spirit actually did, the prophetic, it's a prophetic release today. And I want you to gear up your minds because I'm going to go into prayers for you right now in just a bit. If you are joining and joined late, here is what we are talking about today. Cast your mind back, but not for mourning and not for feeling sorry for yourself, but for remembering, hallelujah, remembering the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, how he brought you even out from the pangs of death. Glory to God. And today, the psalmist said, the living, they shall praise thy name. The dead can't praise the Lord. The dead. You know, but while we are alive, and I gave a I gave a memory verse about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't remember exactly where. It was a lesson we were doing here. And I said, well, this is your memory verse today. And we should all, learn it, And the memory verse was in Psalm 118 and verse 17. And if you remember it, he said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Well, that was a memory verse then, and it's still good for today. Glory to God. I will not crumble under the present situation, whatever it is, but I'm going to rise above it, and I am going to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Open to me the gates of righteousness, sir, and I will go into them. Glory to God. Psalm 118 and verse 19. Open me unto me the gates of healing. Huh? Glory to God. Open unto me those gates. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Huh? My goodness. I will praise thee. Because you heard my tears of faith, and thou art become my salvation. There are some gates today that must open. Hallelujah. Well, they are already open. You just have to see that they are open. And go right in. Glory to God. Go right in. Now, here is what we are going to do right now. I'm going to declare this word again as a prophetic release to you. Then I'm going to pray. And here is the word that the Lord will have me declare over this room today. Now, it may be for yourself. It may be for a loved one. It may be for, your children, maybe for grandchildren, maybe for anybody. But more importantly, it is for you too. There are some bitter waters that the Lord will heal today. Yes, there are some evil report that the Lord will even turn into a good report today. This is a sequel to the room from yesterday. And there are, some ailments. There are some buffetings in the body. There may be something that's going on in there. The Lord said, every plant that my Father has not planted, according to the words of Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13, shall be rooted up. Anything that the Lord has not planted, we're going to root it out. He also said to Jeremiah, I said, look, there are some things that are in there that don't belong. So first, you got to cast those things down. You got to pull them out. You got to root them out. You got to throw them down. And then you got to build and plant the joy of the Lord. Glory to God. So ladies and gentlemen, I release to you the word of the Lord today, right here, right now. That as you have sown your faith with tears before me, even now, so saith the Lord, will I cause you to return with a harvesting of joy. You will return, saith the Lord, and you shall bring your sheaves with you. Glory to God. And you shall praise the name of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray over this room right now. And as I was speaking, I hope and trust that you connected with the Spirit of the Lord. I call it engaging in the Spirit. And now it is time for you to open your mouth wide and the Lord will feel it. It is time for you to receive what the Lord is dishing out. He's dishing it out. And you got to receive it right now, right here, this moment and in this season. Whether you may be going through a season right now where, you know, yeah, if you look back, he did some tremendous thing. But now you're faced with yet another, and you've cried unto the Lord. And the Lord, he will do it again. Glory to God. He said, I will turn your captivity again because you have sowed your faith in my word, because you have planted your tears of faith in me. Therefore will I cause it to blossom forth and bring you sheaves of miracles on every side. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to pray for everyone that's in the room. Everyone that is in this room. Be it that you are on the platform or be it that you are in the audience. I am going to pray over everyone that's in this room today. But I want you to unite with me in faith. Remember, according to the words of Matthew, you know, chapter 18 and verse 19, here's what he said. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. That is so powerful. Only the Lord can give you such a blanket check, a blank check like that. You know, all it takes, you know, I'm already right here, you know, in the place of faith. All I need for you to do is agree with me and I agree with you. That's it. You only need two, you know, and that's a good lesson for us. Never put your pearls before swine, you know, or cast your jewels before dogs and things like that. When you are believing the Lord for something, keep it to yourself until you find somebody that has some real faith. Otherwise, they'll trample you down. But when you can get a hold of somebody that has some real faith, you are unstoppable. Two of you together. That's me and you today. So how are you going to join yourself with me today? Well, raise your hand if you are in the audience. Glory to God. That's all you got to do. Raise your hand. I'm not pulling you to the stage. I'm going to pray for you right there in the audience. But I want you to raise your hand. Glory to God. And if you are on stage, you want to be a part of this also, you can pull yourself to the audience and raise your hand. Because I will be praying, I'll be looking on those hands that are in the audience. And I am going to pray over them today. I mean, this thing is in my bones right now and I got to release it. Glory to God. It's like fire in my bones and I have to release it for you today. Glory to God. There is for you today something new. You know, you've experienced the old. You are now in a situation where you are caught in the middle. You know, you've seen the power of God and you have this hope for the future. But right here, I mean, things are looking bleak. I guarantee you, in the name of the Lord, the Lord said, not me now, the Lord said, I will cause you to return with a harvesting of joy. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So if you are in this place today, your hand is raised. I am going to be praying for you. Hallelujah. I am going to look at everyone that's in the room. I need your hand to be raised. Those of you who are on the platform, you did drop your hands. I mean, you dropped yourself to the audience. That's good. You obeyed the first thing. The second thing to obey is put your hand up. Hit the hand raising button. You know, and let's believe the Lord together. You know, some of you have been coming to this room for a long time. I don't often do this, you know, maybe once in a while, you know, I'll do it and so on, you know. But when the Lord calls for it, then we got to do it. And God has called for it today. On this 10th day of this 5th month of this year, 2023, we are in this room right now. Make a note of it, because the Lord is fixing to turn your captivity again, even as he has done it before. Now, you got a testimony, you know it, of what the Lord did before. But now you're facing something just as bad as that time, or maybe even worse. I don't know. But whatever it is, the power of the Lord is present to heal. Maskundi halariba shotakina bakuria. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray over everyone that's in the room, everyone that's in the audience today. Now, I want you to hit the hand-raising button. Put that hand up. And I'm going to say, Lord, everyone that has their hand raised, you see those hands, Lord. And it's a symbol of you raising your hands to the Lord. Not to me, but it's a symbol of you raising your hands to the Lord. Just like the little child that wants to be carried by the parent. They come towards the parent and they raise their hands. They raise their head also. Their head is not bowed. They're looking up, expecting that lifting, you know, and there is an anointing of total lifting for you here today. Glory to God. Even as you have raised your hand before the Lord, Marukashiteri Labahasondia Makai, Restabonia Lakundiri Mahashoteri Labas, Jeruba Sakima Kundis Kandus Karilabush. Yes, the Lord said, let my people go. It is time. Hallelujah. It is time to release them from the captivity of negativity. Glory to God. Losing the grip over the people. I command the gates of righteousness to be open. And let the people of the Lord come on in. Into these gates of the Lord. Gate of life too. Glory to God. We command the gates of death. We command the gates of unbelief. We command the gates of fear. We command the gates of doubt. We command the gates of reason. We command all the negative gates to be closed. Glory to God. I am he that closes, the Lord said, and no man can shut. And leave those doors closed. Don't even look over there at distractions. Get away from those distractions. Don't even look. Don't even turn that way. Glory to God. Now focus on me, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Even as you have planted your tears of faith in me. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry as long as you are crying unto the Lord. Don't cry because of bemoaning your situation. But cry unto the Lord. That's good. It's a good thing. Because he said, I have seen the affliction. You know, maybe they put up with it for a long time. But now I have heard their cry. So when you cry unto the Lord in faith, he will move and he will do something. And Lord, as I look over this room today, I'm going to begin to call your names. And I'm going to begin to pray over you. Glory to God. I believe with all of my heart that the Lord sent me here today to do just this. And this is it for you. Well, you know, you've been prayed for before and you prayed yourself and so on and so forth. Well, that's okay. That's good. All those prayers are stored in the golden vials. None of them are lost. God will release them. But today I'm releasing something. Not just prayer. I'm releasing a prophetic word for you that as you have sown your faith with tears, and as you have sown your tears with faith, even so now the Lord says, he will command for you a harvesting of joy. And you are coming back, bringing in your sheaves. Father, over every one of your sons and your daughters that are in this room here today. Well, they have believed the word of the Lord. Jehoshaphat said, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his servants, the prophets, and so shall ye prosper. They have believed the word of the Lord today, and may they prosper in the thing whereunto they are asking from you, Lord. The healing of their bodies. I'm going to start with that right now. Because unto them that fear my name, saith the Lord, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And there is a river right now, the streams whereof shall make glad this house of God. This river, whithersoever it goeth, and any soever person that it touches shall be healed. Glory to God. Now, touch that river by faith today. Hallelujah. You are touching already because you raised your hand. You are touching already because you dropped yourself from the audience, from the platform back to the audience in obedience. You did that. So you're touching this river. I pray for Ebon this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, the Lord has done great things for you in the past, and you are facing and needing even greater things now. And the Lord said, I have seen your tears of faith, and I have seen how you have sowed your faith with your tears. And now I am set forth to release a harvest of joy unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, praise the Lord, your God. Glory to God. Lord, I pray for Otitoju this morning in the name of Jesus. An afternoon where she's at. Glory to God. The Lord is doing a new thing. As always, that's what he does. Clear on from the book of Genesis to Revelation. Finally, at the end, say, I make all things new. New heavens, new earth. He's always doing something new. Glory to God. May the Lord wipe away the tears and replace them with a harvesting of joy. And listen, as I'm going through the room, every prayer that I will pray for somebody before you applies to you as well. So just grab onto it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you for your daughter, Titi Lyle. Because the Lord is good in her life. And yes, there is a shift. Glory to God. Now, I want to talk right now for a shift that's coming for many of you that's in this room right now. There is a shift. Something is closing out and something is opening up today. Wow. God is finishing a cycle for you and opening a new cycle. And the Holy Spirit reminded me that today is actually the 10th day of the 5th month. I said it earlier, but I was just saying it for a different reason. And those two numbers are significant and they are prophetic. 10 completes a series. My goodness. There is that series you have, if you've been in a season where you've seen great things that the Lord promised, that done in the past, and you've seen great things that he promised. Even this year, he promised you will emerge and all that stuff. But, right now it looks like you're not there. Lord's healed you from tremendous things, but now it looks like you're faced with something else. Well, this shift is right here. Right now. For you, Lola, that's it. Right there. You heard the word. It's right here, right now. This is the season. This is the place. And this is the moment. And this is the time. And there are many seasons. There is a season where we must do something. And there is, if we do it, which is you cry unto the Lord and so forth, in due season, the Lord will hear you if you faint not. And thank God that you are in this room today. And then the Lord will bring the dew of heaven upon you in his season. And that's it right now. We are right here. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The Lord said, look, yes, many things have been promised, many things you believe in God for and all of that. You know, and but there are still, you know, and I talked about the gates in some few days ago. I read that also this morning. The gates of righteousness must open up to you. Likewise, you, Michelle, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the tears, see, those tears that were sown to the Lord in faith. Yes, that's right. You've prayed for your family. You prayed for the spouse. You prayed for these things and so forth. Well, you know, and sometimes it looked like, wow, but now the Lord said, I have seen those tears. And I've caused and come to set your tears of joy, turn them into, I mean, your tears of faith, turn them into a harvesting of joy. Now, isn't that wonderful for what the Lord is doing for everyone that's in this room? I pray for grace. I pray that the Lord God Almighty, you know, the goodness of the Lord be upon you. And those areas, my goodness, he's seen them all. I pray for St. Anne in the same way. The hand that you raise, let that hand not be weary. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Tears of faith turn into a harvest of joy. Likewise for you, Geraldine, here this morning. And for you, Kolakpo, I pray that the grace and mercy of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, remember, when you are pursuing things, you know, you can do that. But now the Lord said, those things will pursue you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for Nicole, as she's got her hand raised to you, Lord. It is to you. You know, we don't raise our hand to anybody. We raise our hands to the Lord. I raise my hand in the sanctuary. That's a song that we sing like that. I raise my hand in the sanctuary. You're raising your hand to the Lord right now. And he sees it too. Glory to God. He sees it. Hallelujah. And he said, yep. I know, you know, the Lord, he can call a council meeting at any time of those angels that excel in strength. Say, come on here. You know, I see that Nicole got her hand raised. You know, I see that gift is got her hand raised to me. Now, I want you to go down there and let there be a performance of those things that they are believing me for. You see to it and you come back and give me report. And I see those angels, they go forth on your behalf and they come back. And the Lord said, how went it? And he said, well, I have gone to and fro and all is well concerning Leticia. All is well concerning Praise. All is well concerning Mammy. All is well concerning Jane. All is well concerning Sam. All is well, he said. Oh, glory to God. Father, I thank you for we are not missing the day of our visitation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is it well with you, Gift? Is it well with you, Nicole? Is it well with you, Leticia? Is it indeed well with you, Praise, and Mammy, and Jane, and Sam? Absolutely. For the Lord told the angels, see to it. You go down there and see to it. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit will remind you from time to time to give voice to his word. When you give voice to his word, those angels, they're waiting. They are on duty, but they are on standby. They're waiting on you. But when they hear the voice that you give to his word, they spring into action. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for praise. I thank you for Leticia. I thank you for Mommy. I thank you for Jane. I thank you for Sam. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I have seen. Glory to God. He has seen it. You know, and it's a wonderful place for us to remember what he has done. Tremendous testimonies of what he had done for you in the past. Now you are in a place, well, you know, but we can look forward as well. And he said, and I'm praying this prayer, Lord, you've done it once before. You turned the captivity situations that were impossible. You've turned them around before. Now, turn again the captivity of your people this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And let the streams of the south, the river that makes glad the house of God, let it touch every life that's in here this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, and you know, Alexis, yes, the Lord, he has seen those tears of faith. Glory to God. He has seen it. But weep no more, saith the Lord. Weep no more. For the Lord has turned the weeping into a harvesting of joy. Glory to God. Joy! And you will doubtless come in and out, find pasture, and rejoice all day and praise the name of the Lord your God. Now don't fall back. You know, there is a temptation. You know, and it's a distraction to fall back into bemoaning our situation. Don't do it now. The Lord said, you know, one time he said, don't look back now. And when he called Lot and his family out there, he said, don't look back. Escape for your life into the hills. And they did, most of them. But one of them looked back and it did not end well for her. Remember Lot's wife, saith the Lord. Glory to God. And don't be like that now. The Lord said, weep no more. And don't look back. He got you. Glory to God. Luke 17 and verse 32 reminds us. Luke 17 and 32. Remember Lot's wife. You know, it didn't turn out good for her because she kept looking back. Lord said, don't look back now. I got you. Lord, I pray for Freibert in this room today. Glory to God. You know, sometime the Lord, he orders your steps. You know, that's, isn't that what the Bible says? The steps of the righteous are ordered. You know, you may be thinking, well, you know, I mean, you just came into this room anyhow. No, the Lord, he ordered your step. Whomsoever of you that is in this room today, he ordered your steps right now, to be right here because of what he's doing. Freiburg, the Lord is good for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Lord says to you and to everyone that's in this room, hallelujah. It isn't in vain that you cry unto the Lord. He sees it all. And he said, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord, even his ransomed, he shall return with singing, bringing in the sheaves. I will wipe away their sorrows and their tears, saith the Lord. Glory to God. And instead of ashes, I will give you beauty. Glory to God. Now, that's not just for her. That's for you, too. That's in the room. Yes, beauty for ashes. Glory to God. And something powerful that the Lord is bringing your way. Put your hand up if you are in the room to receive it. I pray over Queen this morning in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. He said, I will now hear what the Lord will say to his elect. You know, the Lord is so good. I mean, The Lord doesn't even have to do anything, but yet he does a lot. In fact, when we are told that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect before him. The Lord is doing it. The Lord doesn't have to go anywhere or come anywhere. You know, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9. The Lord doesn't have to move anywhere. These eyes of the Lord, they are these angels that excel in strength. That the one that go to and fro. The Lord has seen everything from beginning to the end. He doesn't need to move an inch. But he loves to give the angels things to do. You know, and they are at your bidding. You can't really tell the angels what to do, but you can make them go when you speak God's word. Hallelujah. So these eyes of the Lord that are running to and fro on your behalf, saith the Lord, they are going to create, you know, for you a path. Hallelujah. There's a path which no fowl knoweth. There is a path. No vulture has seen it. God will put you on that path right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for Patricia. Hallelujah. Patricia, the Lord is good. And he has seen even your, you know, one time the Bible said that Jesus seeing that man's condition, and knowing that he has long term been in that, and seeing him lie down there, he knew it too. And he said unto him, he said, listen, would I be made whole? The man said, of course, but I can't do it because I'm waiting for the water, the angel, the moving and so forth. And people always getting ahead of me. And the Lord said, well, today, right now, it's not about the angel. It's not about the water. I am here right now. Glory to God. And I say to everyone in this room today, don't look to the some place where we think that's how God's going to do it. You know, just let go and let God today. Because that's the anointing that is in this room. Let go and let God. Glory to God. Now, there are some of you also, you know, that, well, you say, well, but I prayed this prayer multiple times. That's okay. The man came many, many times. We don't know how many of those 38 years that he kept coming. But one day, it was the day of his encounter. May that day be today for you in Jesus' name. Chioma, you are here. God bless you. The Lord has this thing. You know, it's called the king's favor. But you know, sometimes we put our hand on the scepter, and then we take our hand off. You know, once you put your hand on the king's scepter, leave it there. Glory to God. Because the Lord, he has, you know, something good all the time. Not just one time. No, all the time. Favor that God can declare just for you. My goodness. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Chioma. I thank you for Esther. And I thank you for Sean. Thank you for Joanne. Thank you for Dree. They're all in this room. And as I'm praying for everyone in this room today, I'm praying for them as well. You know, the Lord is the one that searches the hearts. You know, even if you don't voice anything out, even if you don't say anything, the Lord sees and he knows, and he has seen not only the days that are past wherein you stood before the Lord and cried. He has seen the days of the future. Hallelujah. God's already seen. The Bible says whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. The thing that is present, the thing that is past, the thing that is future, it's all the same to him. He calls the end even from the beginning. He declares those things that we haven't seen yet, that he has already seen, as though they already are, because he's seen them already. So today, let this atmosphere shift for you, every one of you that's in the room, and those that are listening in that are not physically here with us right now. Let me tell you something too. Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 63, he said, look, the flesh profits nothing. You know, so the people that were physically here in the room, they only have an advantage if they engage in the spirit. If they are here just by being here and they do not engage in the spirit, then it profits nothing. So whether you are listening after the room concluded to in the replay, you can get the same blessing if you engage in the spirit. And if you are here physically, you do not have an advantage unless you engage in the spirit. But the words that you hear today quicken you. Hallelujah. And I pray that you engage the Lord in the spirit. Now, Lord, I pray a totality for everybody that's in this room. The anointing of total lifting for you. Remember, the days that the Lord, he pulled something out for you back then that you thought was could not be done. And people even said could not be done. Maybe doctor said it could not be done, but he did it. Hallelujah. You know, and you are here now and you remember that. And my goodness, when you remember it, you just praise the Lord. But you look at the situation now, maybe not so good. Maybe another evil report. But remember the report of the Lord. Glory to God. If we receive the witness of man, a witness of God is greater. According to 1 John 5 and 9. And now I pray that the Lord would turn that captivity once again. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch me, Lord, one more time. Touch me one more time, Lord. Touch me one more time. Glory to God. And I now say prophetically, as we swung from the past into the present and looking forward to the future, even in the words of Psalm 126, I say unto you today prophetically, that because you have sown your faith with tears, and because you have sown your tears mixed with faith in the Lord now says, I have heard. I've seen it, but now I've heard those cries. And I'm causing a harvesting of joy to come. Those that sow in tears, they shall reap with joy. And he that goeth forth with weeping, hallelujah, bearing precious seed, which is the seed of how you've planted your faith solidly in the word of God, shall doubtless, now that's doubtless, come again with rejoicing, bringing in many testimonies to the glory of God, bringing in those sheaves. Hallelujah, to the glory of God. We give the Lord a praise and a glory in Jesus' name for everyone that's in the room with us today. God bless you all. The Lord says, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. And behold, I make all things new. That which has been is now. And that which is yet to be has already been. And the Lord required that thing which is past. It's all the same to him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' marvelous name, the gates are opened. Walk ye in there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.